Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangle's R&B and classic. So, Unsung Hollywood has taken a page from the show Unsung, and now they've got Unsung Hollywood, where it depicts, you know, the actors and the artists from back in the day, and want to know what's been happening, so to speak, a play on words. And I have on the line, I've got on the line Ernest Roger Thomas from the show What's Happening. And what's happening, Rog?
What's happening, Jody? Oh, TV One, Unsung Hollywood. That's what's happening.
So who amongst us didn't come home from school to sit in front of TV and find out what shenanigans Rog and the rerun and Dwayne were going to get into? Who amongst us didn't do that, you know? So you guys were always up to some mischief, always coming up with those get-rich schemes from back in the day. I mean, you know, who wrote the storyline for most of those shows?
Oh, God, there was a team of writers, but the headline, Saul Turtletaub, Bernie Orenstein, they were the main two writers. And then they always had other writers that would come in as well. But the main two were Saul Turtletaub and Bernie Orenstein. But the director, Mark Warren, the director, was the, I would say, the he reined us in. He was the over. He was our leader, our cheerleader, our orchestrator. He just knew the nuances and subtleties of comedy. So it's the words. Without the words, the writers, you have nothing. But then someone has interpreted along with us, and we had an awesome director in Mark Warren.
So now, one of your dreams in the show was to be like a screenwriter and a writer. Did you ever write any of the segments?
And, I did submit some ideas, like a story idea, but not a lot. I didn't do, you know, I wasn't thinking of it as much. And the one that I did do, it never got on anyway. They bought it, but they never, by that time, it had canceled.
Hey, this is Jody Bear. If you're tuning in, I'm talking with Ernest Rog Thomas from the hit show What's Happening. So what are you doing now?
Well, I have, I've been doing a lot of independent films. You know, one, Anonymous, offthegridthemovie.com. If you go there, I'm playing a CIA agent. He's a despicable human being, but it's a great play that it's the bad guy. And in the film True Indigo, I play a big old pimp.
You're in some of these dark roles.
I'm a big old pimp. Yeah, but I'm clean. I look sharp, though. And I did an episode of The Real Husbands of Hollywood. That was great. Kevin Hart, great kid. And then the book, you know, it's my book, my mother's book, Conversations with My Mother, that's the audio book. But Ella Joyce is doing the words of my mother. So that'll be coming out this year. And we have a movie we wrote called The Blazing Four, a comedy western. So look out for that, too.
So what was your most memorable moment on What's Happening?
Definitely the Doobie Brothers episode, but also being honored, you know, with Ernest Thomas Day for What's Happening. So, you know, I'm from Gary, Indiana, and I remember Coretta Scott King and Andrew Young and Reverend Jesse Jackson and all these people being there, and how I'm in awe of them, but the people, all the people wanted was Ernest Rog, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that was overwhelming. I mean, my mother fainted, you know, actually, because it was too much for her. Yeah, they actually had a parade, and the mayor couldn't even talk. They bombarded, tried to introduce me, and they just took over the stage. Security had to take me and put me in the limo, and they were still coming to the limo, touch me, touch my baby, touch my It was incredible. But that's an outpouring of love I have never witnessed. It was scary, but in a good way.
Yeah.
And so that to me, just like, you know, ask God for something, and it
comes to fruition. Wow.
It's true. You ask God for it.
Better be ready for it.
It will come true.
Yeah, better be ready for it. So what was one of the lowest points on the show for you?
The lowest point was definitely disease when the drugs set in. That was definitely, and Fred, you know, had the dabbled in it as Wallace I did, you know. Those are during the off season, not during the show. Thank God we wouldn't have been able to do any shows, but the time off, you know, you had like 6 months off, and that was the thing of the day, you know. Cocaine, everybody was, you know, Richard Pryor, you know, people you admire was doing it in Red Fox, and everyone's telling you that that's the thing that makes you uninhibited, makes you funnier, and so that was something, yeah, but thank God for overcoming.
Are you still in contact with some of the members of the show? I know a few of them have passed on, but...
Yeah, there's only three of us left now, Haywood Nelson, Blake Dwayne, and Danielle Spencer played D, and yeah, we are close. They were always closer to me than anyone, and we all were a family. But the two younger ones always clung to me more than anyone. You know, they just would not. I think I was a toy to them. You know, so they would come over to the house all the time. I'm like, okay, look, you got a mother and a father, okay? You don't have to come over here every day, but they love me, you know, and we still, it's still like that.
Yeah.
I thank God for them. Two of my best friends.
Yeah, they looked up to you.
They did. I had no, you know, and Shirley Hemphill was the one that finally told me, they love you, fool. Stop fighting it. You know?
Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Ernest Roger Thomas from the hit show What's Happening, Unsung Hollywood, which airs tonight at 10 o'clock. Want you to be sure to check that out. So any last words for our Foxy listeners you'd like to tell our listeners?
Oh, tune in tonight. It's like if you're going to see what's happening like you've never seen it before, because all these years, nobody did it behind the scenes. So God bless TV1. You're going to love it even more, you know, when you find out the backstory, as they said, the real story. And, of course, as I always say, I have to put God out there. I have to say, you know, whatever your dreams are, you know, put your faith in God and Jesus Christ and guarantee you. It will happen.
All right. Ernest Thomas, What's Happening? We certainly do appreciate you, my brother. How can our listeners keep up with you?
Thank you, baby. Yes. Ernest L. Thomas, because there's so many Ernest Thomases out there. So it's Ernest L. Thomas on Twitter and on Facebook. I'm trying to get into the Instagram. I'm going to get into that. Thank you for reminding me. I have a website to ErnestLThomas.com. And so you can, yeah, keep it. You can, you know, send me emails. People ask for advice, whatever. I'm here. I love doing that.
Well, we certainly appreciate your talents and all the great things that you have done and continue to do. And let me say, God bless you, my brother. Keep doing what you do.
You too, Josie. God bless you, darling.